This is a replay of the Thursday night, March 16th WGN show. We started around 10:30. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. And they've got the neatest app where your VoIP phone can take text messages too. Their prices are phenomenally low, but if you pay for a year in advance, you save even more money. Say Raleigh sent you, and shipping is free. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. We've got 2.5 hours to spend together, and I sure hope you'll call. In other words, there's absolutely nothing on my mind right about now. I kind of thought we were starting at about 11 o'clock Central, and so I figured, well, I'll spend the next half hour prepping, and well, we'll do it together is what we'll do here. And there's always something to say, and when all else fails, we've got slime from the checkout line, the tabloids. But other than that, of course, Carol does the world's best show prep for me, so I've always got something to say. Now, the basketball tournament is on tomorrow night, so there's no replay of Monday Night Trivia. However, Monday Night Trivia Monday will start right after Blackhawks hockey, and I think that's around 11:30 Central. But I don't swear to it. And, you know, whatever. It's sometime after hockey, so start listening and enjoy the game. All right, new moon is Tuesday, March 21st, and Stacy always asks me about that, about the new moon, because of the law of abundance, as you know. And if you don't, go to MarianneWinkowski.com and read about the law of abundance, and you can see how you can further your wealth. And hopefully Marianne will be on again. It's my fault. I haven't called her back. She moved, so she was in the throes of that, and boy, can I ever relate for the last couple months, but I think that she's settled now, so I've got to give her a call. I also have to find out if the new studio is haunted, yeah, which wouldn't surprise me in the least. All right, so other than that, what is going on? Yeah, it's like that, and I know. Well, several people have asked for things like a Candy Staten segment and a Gene Chandler segment. So who knows? We might do a segment on the Radiance. It's hard to say, but it is, of course, the 16th of March, and you'll love it because every day is something. And I don't know how these days are ordained, who decides this, like March 13th was napping day. Well, today is absolutely incredible kid day. Never mind that. It's also everything you do is right day. You gotta like that. And that's because, of course, the Ides of March was a bad day. Well, at least for Julius Caesar anyway. And so everything you do is right day. And it's supposedly an unofficial holiday. But I'd love to know how these things get enshrined in, you know, the Chase's calendar event or wherever they write this. But apparently it is always March 16th, and it is scheduled so far through 2032. So you've got a decade worth of doing right things on the 16th of March. Yeah, I know. It doesn't say how to celebrate. To start the day right with a healthy breakfast. No, absolutely not. See, right there, if everything I do is right, that's certainly not the way I'm going to start my day. That's right. I'll be right with a large French fry. Lately Burger King as opposed to McDonald's. I don't know why. And for years, McDonald's was just like the primo in fries. And by the way, I'm prattling on, and you're welcome to interrupt the show and talk about anything you want. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And it was for decades. You know, you go out of your way to get those McDonald's fries. And The secret, the original secret way back when, was they were cooked in beef tallow, and they were just incredible. Well, they're not anymore. And I've suddenly realized that I think I prefer the Burger King fries. Now, I know that's heresy in some circles, and I'm really kind of upset about it because, man, I'll tell you, the one thing about McDonald's, all their drinks are a dollar. And get a large one, that's fine, is a dollar. Go to Burger King and you need to get an estimate. A medium Coke, $2.99, $3 for it. Yeah, it's just, well, of course, you know, they say that inflation's going crazy, but it just doesn't seem right. The fries, by the way, were $3.99. So, seven something for a fry and a Coke. But I do think they're better. But if you have a line on the absolute best fries, I'd be curious what you think. And I know it's fighting words, because then it's sort of like pizza, you know, and I don't even bring that up in Chicago, because deep dish versus thin crust and all that, you know, that's fighting words all the way around. But and I guess in general food, John always laughs when I was in Denver at KOA 35 years ago or whatever. I'm not sure how it developed, but we had the Great Brisket War. And what it was that my Jewish listeners in Denver had their brisket recipes from way back in the old country that they just loved. But brisket is a staple in Texas barbecue. And so the Texans like their brisket another way. And so it was literally, I mean, it was people shouting at each other which brisket was better. And of course, I was the victor because I said, just bring it by the studio and I'll try it, you know, either way. But I got some good brisket. And also got some very interesting brisket. But then I still remember it this many years later. But as far as that goes, it's probably appropriate that I tell you this weekend is awkward moments day. I'm not making that up either. But if it's on your mind, it's going to be on mine. And Donna in Oak Lawn is going to save me. So how about that, Donna? There is a star in heaven for you. Thanks for calling WGN Radio.
Well, yesterday when you were talking about all the empty malls,
yeah,
I started putting my thinking cap on, and I realized that Chicago is in a unique opportunity to utilize all of the empty malls that there possibly could be. A guy in Texas has decided that illegal immigrants don't belong in Texas. They need to be bused to Chicago. And Chicago's kind of going, scratching our head, going, where are we going to be putting all these people?
Put them in the mall? Well, I guess there'll be enough bathrooms.
Well, that's just it. You have a food court in the mall.
Well, not anymore, but yes, you used to. There's certainly probably still the apparatus to cook something.
And wouldn't it be wonderful if you could start training people who have minimal skills on how to function in society by getting them into a mall and setting up a laundromat and setting up the food court with the food donations from various restaurants and maybe the food depository of Chicago would help train some of these people on how to work in the food industry. Setting them up in a laundromat. Everybody needs clean clothes. How about a daycare center? You've got lots of empty stores. You could put on your thinking cap, and all of a sudden you come up with, a school for people so that they could learn English.
Well, you may be on to something as far as that goes. Now, of course, I guess what we have to first determine is who owns these malls and what's the money situation in them, because a lot of them are vulture capitalists, you know, the venture capitalists who invested in them, and they want something out of it. Now, of course, if the mall's been abandoned and is otherwise, left to the city, I think you're on to something, especially the Voc Tech stuff. And I think
if you've got a venture capitalist who's perhaps looking for a tax write-off.
Oh, no, they're not. No, trust me. They don't want a tax write-off. They want to make money off of that puppy.
But if it's not
working,
if they're not able to rent, we've got the city government, you've got Cook County, you've got the state, and you've got the feds, who are probably all interested in kicking money towards illegals to getting them integrated into society. And if you've got a means and a place to put them and bathrooms and running water and heat and, like I said, a food court. You've got a bare bones minimum of a way of at least starting to store folks.
Well, what you're suggesting, though, is these wouldn't be undocumented or illegal, if you will, immigrants anymore, because if they were, they're not eligible for the benefits anyway. So the real now we got the question that's on all the talk shows that I don't want to listen to in terms of, should we be accepting individuals like that, and should we be responsible for them in society, or should they be sent back at the border and all that? So there's a bigger question first when you're talking about undocumented people.
Well, all I know is that we're getting busloads up in Chicago, and I think the count is somewhere around 6,000 folks now.
And what is Chicago officially doing about this? Anything?
I live in Oak Lawn. I can honestly say, I don't know. It's not impacting on me anywhere. I know they're talking about putting them in underutilized schools in rather questioning.
I would assume that, and see, I don't know this, again, and don't want to get into a real political discussion, but that Chicago is a sanctuary city, and if
yes,
so,
yeah.
Well, so there you go. So
we're putting them up in hotels.
I understand there were a bunch of migrants at the Hampton Inn. I'm not making this up. It's just and Cook County is a sanctuary county. So, yeah, you do have other areas that are saying, send them on.
And there's some discretionary funds available. And the other thing is we've got a plumbers union and electricians union who are busy looking for people to go into their schools. You've got truckers unions who are trucker industry looking for truckers.
Again, though, the big issue is you're taking people who, to use the word illegal or undocumented or whatever, who otherwise don't have the right to be here, and we haven't yet solved that question politically in terms of, are we accepting
this? Well, they're waiting to be adjudicated.
Well, no, I understand that, but I mean, start to finish, this is such a sticky wicket in terms of how people feel about this, and it'll be more so when people are teeming into suburbs, so to speak. So you've got, for instance, in Burr Ridge, you've got the mayor who just, we're going to defund sanctuary cities. And in other places, you've got, we're going to welcome them. So I think it's an interesting thought, and I love it. But I think it's so politically hot that it's got to be resolved before you can, start to have the malls take over for undocumented immigrants. But it's interesting.
Well,
I love the way you think.
The fun part about it is a million years ago, and I'm being quite literal about this. When I was 13 years old, I joined a coffee house in Oak Park. And one of the people who was speaking at that coffee house was a young Black Panther whose idea was breakfast for poor kids. And he went all over suburbs and the city trying to get it funded. It was a great idea. Give poor kids breakfast because they're not getting breakfast at home and they can't learn if their stomach is empty. Fred Hampton did go further with that idea. But sometimes it takes a radical idea to be planted in somebody's head.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. I guarantee you the fallout from that would be quite the thing to behold. Yeah, that's right. Coming to a mall near you. I like the way you think. And I tell you what, the news stations would have no shortage of stories on that.
Well, if nothing else, sometimes you stir the pot and you see what comes of it.
Well, there is that.
Stew or soup.
But even apart from, immigrants are undocumented, your idea of voc tech, especially in segments of society such as the special needs kids and all that, I think is just terrific. And in some parts of the country, they've got some good programs where they are turning people into great workers, and I think it's absolutely worthwhile. So,
I think it's an underutilized area, and there's oh gosh, I forget what it's called. There's a woman
I hate to do this, Donna. I gotta go because John and I are having a little fight here about commercial breaks, and he thinks I got two of them. So I thought I got one of them. So I better take one now in case he's right. But thank you for calling. Talk to you later. All right. I thought I just had one. John says no, you got two. All right. I'm more than happy to stop talking on WGN Radio.
Dum 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 doodly dum dum doobie dum 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 doobie dum 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 doobie dum wah 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 wah.
I love you, darling. Come and go with me. Come go with me. Way beyond the sea, I need you, darling. So come go with me. Come into my heart. Tell me, darling, we will never part. I need you, darling, so come go with me. Yes, I love you. Yes, I really need you. Please say you never leave me. Well, say you never. Yes, you really never.
Never give me a chance.
Come into my heart. Tell me, darling, we will never part. I love you, darling, so come go with me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the audition tape that the boys brought to Joe Auerbach. Joe Auerbach had just started Phoebe Records in Pittsburgh and had put three or four things out when in walked the Dell Vikings with that demo, and he said yeah, and that's what started it for Phoebe, and pretty much ended it for Phoebe too. There weren't a lot of Phoebe records, but the Dell Vikings, of course, we've done segments on them, so you know all about that soap opera. But the rest of us, we got Come Go With Me, which, by the way, on this date in 1957 entered the R&B charts. Yeah, what a great song. So we're going to talk to Donovan after the news. We've all been asking, what happened to Donovan? Well, he's back, and we're going to talk about Play It Again Glenn Gordon. Yeah, who I knew from Los Angeles, who last I heard was in Madison, and hopefully still there doing well. So 2 hours to talk with you and Leah and James and everybody else right here on WGN Radio. James, A Night to Remember. Yes, I think it will be. And that's, of course, Shalimar from 1982, and a couple of guys in Dynasty, well, gals, anyway, Dana Myers and Charmaine Silvers of the Silvers actually wrote that along with Anidra Beard of Dynasty. So, yeah, some royalty in that. And just a fine song. Now, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And John and I, over the last several months, have been saying, what happened to Donovan? And I'd been concerned, you know, because he was always doing these crazy things, like some of his skiing trips and stuff. And I said, I don't know. So Donovan, good. What have you been doing?
Raleigh and Joe, I'm so sorry for, it was one of those things where I hadn't called you for a while. It's like, shoot, do I call in? I feel bad about having not neglected the show for a while.
No, that's fine, just as long as you're okay, you know, because when we lose somebody over time, like I'm really worried about Scotty. We haven't heard from him now in a while. And Bill and Bala always used to call. So when people just disappear, I worry.
Well, I didn't mean to do that. I did actually make some headlines last year, and that's
really?
Part of the reason I called. But
really?
I was on a Virgin cruise. So, you know, Virgin Voyages, as Richard Branson's decided to start a cruise line to make it more young and more hip. But obviously, they didn't consider the fact that they needed to make it accessible for blind people, because 2.5 hours into the voyage, a couple people came up to me and said, I don't think we can support a solo blind traveler, so you're going to have to get off the ship.
What?
And yes, and this was in Miami.
No.
And
just
we had,
no.
No, and we hadn't, no, I'm serious, we hadn't left yet. And I said, seriously, I've traveled the world, I've gone on crazy ski trips. But they said it's come down from Virgin Corporate, and I went off with them, and they put me up in a hotel, and I said, you know, this is going to go out to the media, because I've got some great contacts in Vancouver, B.C., and I put it on a Facebook and messaged a friend of mine in radio. Within 4 hours, the VP, Frank Weber, at Virgin Voyages said, called me from Mexico from vacation, said we've made a big mistake.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're gonna fly you to meet the cruise ship and give you a free cruise. And when he took me out for dinner the next night, because I agreed to that, I thought I'm not going to spend my vacation fighting some sort of human rights event. I said, Frank, we'll take it one step further. You've got to bring me on as a consultant to work with the company so that this doesn't happen again. And that's in the works. I'll likely find out next week. But if you put that into Google, there's an article on the Daily Hive, which is a Vancouver or a Canadian newspaper, which will tell the whole story. And it was one of those things that I never expected to happen on my vacation. But I like to think I turned it around for the benefit of all involved.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. A blind passenger upgraded after being kicked off. Wow. Blind Canadian traveler asked to leave the ship. Yeah, it's all over the place. It made the Independent in the UK and, of course, Daily Hive, like you mentioned. And, Australia, Richard Branson apologizes. You know, what on earth were they thinking?
Well, I don't know either. I'll play devil's advocate and say that the Frank, the VP, did tell me they only started this business on March 1st of 2020, and this is 2 weeks before COVID. And then they had to shut down for a year, and then they had to rebuild. And so what apparently happened is people on shore knew that I was coming, but people on the ship panicked and they thought, what the heck do we do with a solo blind traveler? So
that's
you know,
such ignorance. You see, the sad part, it's hilarious, and I'm glad you you got what you got, and I hope they will make you a big-time consultant, lots of money. But the ignorance in that, for them to just assume that you couldn't be a blind traveler, is just unforgivable to me.
Totally. Like, all I really need is support to get from A to B. Get me from my cabin to the restaurant and then to the bar where I like to go and off the ship. It's very straightforward. Even the VP admitted, he said, like, if I was on this ship, this wouldn't have happened. But as a result of this, I got contacted by a fellow by the name of Glenn Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
Who, after doing an interview, he was one of the founders of Jaws for Windows.
Uh-huh.
And after doing an interview with him in his Madison, Wisconsin studio,
yes,
somehow radio came and he said he worked for KMPC. I said, did you ever work with Raleigh James? He's like, how do you know Raleigh? And he mentioned that he did a weekly program.
He did. Glenn also for years was on KCSN, the Northridge station in the San Fernando Valley, and had a great show, Play It Again, Glenn, playing all sorts of wonderful oldies, and I still have the cassettes.
I would love to hear those if you or John.
Oh, yeah.
Once you're settled in.
Right. It may be a while. Yeah, Glenn is great. In fact, we sat next to each other at the 25th anniversary of KHJ, and so that would have been what 1990. We sat at the same table talking. So yeah.
That's very. And apparently, Glenn told me that his daughter went to school with Robert W. Morgan's daughter, with Susanna.
Yes, the Taft at Taft.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
which I thought was a pretty kind of a cool fact. And of course, he was surprised that a guy who's 38 years old knows all this stuff.
Yeah,
we had a great conversation.
Yeah, no, he's been now in Madison for years, but he's terrific, and I love Glenn.
Well, it would be great if he calls into the show, because I know that he's a listener. And
oh, then shame on you, Glenn. You should be checking in regularly.
He should. I sent him an email just now.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal.
And I've got a Canadian-Irish request, because it is St. Patrick's Day.
Well, yes, you're
and
right.
This is an awful CanCon song, but The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers.
You know, I knew that was coming up, because when you said Canadian and Irish, I said, wait a minute, there aren't that many possibilities. I mean, you know, it could be worse, because the Irish Rovers did do other songs. So, but...
Well, apparently, once they came out with other songs, they were relieved when Wasn't That a Party became
right,
a hit.
Right,
because they didn't have to do the Unicorn song anymore.
Yes, exactly. Biplane Evermore, the puppet song.
How did they
song?
Become a Canadian band? I still don't know that.
Well, I would assume that they had CanCon content.
They must have moved to Canada, because I just had an Irish bar open up next door to me in Kitsilano in Vancouver, so this must have been perpetuated back in the 70s.
They started in Toronto in the 60s, so I assume that they were, you know, of Irish descent living in Toronto.
That would make sense.
I mean, that's the only thing I know. So, I mean, I assume they were Canadian. They there were things that they did. They named themselves after that traditional song, The Irish Rover, obviously. And the founding member, I think, came from somewhere in Ireland. But as far as I knew, they came from Toronto.
Well, that's the same way that... For some reason, a bunch of Tom Jones songs were played as CanCon.
I wonder, you know...
She's a Lady.
Yeah, well, who wrote it? And where was it recorded?
I don't know.
Remember, CanCon allows for... It can be written by, it can be produced by, it can be recorded in, it can be pressed in.
Yeah.
So, you got... Paul Anka wrote She's a Lady. Well, there you go.
That's why...
There you go.
I've got a quick Irish story before I let you go.
Okay.
I was lost walking home from brunch once and met an Irishman several years back who invited me to a pint, and he, of course, was drunk, and he says, oh, so you read Braille, don't you? And I said, no, I read Braille. And he says, oh, I was thinking about the sick that come up from your stomach when you got no more sick to give.
Oh, jeez. God. That's hilarious. Yeah, so that's what it was, the Paul Anka writing. Because, you know, I mean, to do CanCon, they have to kind of go pretty far out to have the percentage of content they're claiming they need to have.
Yeah. Now it's not quite as, there's so much more music.
Right.
Of course, we had the Junos a few nights ago.
You know, I missed that. So last time I saw the Junos...
The one thing you missed is a topless protester running up on stage when Avril Lavigne was giving an award.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I guess I did miss that. All right. That's funny.
From Vancouver, no less.
Well, but of course.
Of course.
I just looked this up, and she was on CBC explaining why she disrupted the award show. I'm looking at her here. She'd do better with a lot of clothes. All right, so she's unapologetic about her public protest. And Casey Hatherley, who goes by the name Ever, 37-year-old, was topless, wearing pasties, and had a slogan for environmental causes, such as Stop Logging Old Growth Now and Save the Green Belt, scrawled all over her body. Okay. She's part of a group called On to Ottawa. They're, of course, heading
out of place.
Yeah, right. They're heading to the nation's capital for an assembly on climate action. Oh, man. Well, yeah.
I won't be swiping on her profile on Bumble, that's for sure.
No, I don't think so. Now, of course, when I think of Ottawa and climate in the same breath, Ottawa was where I got heat prostration. one summer. And I never fully recovered. Yeah. And, you know, when you say, yeah, I was in Canada and got heat stroke, you know, but yeah, it happens. So, yes. Apparently she's going to be there to, in fact, do something. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least nothing happened to you at West Edmonton Mall, because I think you were talking about that last night. It reminded me that somebody was killed on one of those roller coasters years ago.
Yes, years ago. But, you know, isn't that true about most? And nobody's drowned in the water park, so you can say that.
Nope.
Nothing untoward happened with the submarines. Oh, they're gone now. But, yeah. So I think
my dad lied to get me on one of the big slides. So he said I was 6 to get me on the Skyscreamer. I was only 5, and I came down and said that I felt I'd come out of myself.
Oh, yeah. That's great. All right. Well, I'm so glad you checked in. Now, don't be such a stranger. Keep me posted and let me know exactly when Virgin gives you tons of bucks.
I will, for sure. I'm supposed to hear from them next week.
Excellent. All right. Well, apart from the money that hopefully you'll get, you'll be a fine ambassador, because, again, what they exhibited was just remarkable stupidity. And for that, somebody should hang.
Well, they picked on the wrong blind guy, because I'm going to, they picked on the guy who has the contacts and who's also a seasoned traveler. So I'm just glad they didn't do it to somebody who had recently lost their sight and, you know, had other mental, physical challenges, because that would not have been good.
No, but this is the best case scenario, because, you know, over the years, and I've talked about this many times, I can't tell you how many ignorant general managers and stuff have, fired the kid who couldn't see, saying, well, you can't read the meters or something like that, or, you know, you won't be safe here. Just an absolute crock. So I think all those people should hang for it.
Well, I'll send you the podcast that Glenn releases with he and I chatting life and radio and everything.
I will look forward to that, and I look forward to him calling as well. Thanks, and check in again soon. Thanks, Donovan.
Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Now, speaking of radio, and we will, you know we will, I want to talk about the CC Radio 3 a moment. Bob Crane really should be knighted, because when he, many years ago, realized how lousy reception was in most of the current radios, he vowed he'd do better. And boy, does he. Every radio the Sea Crane Company makes has terrific reception, and that's AM and FM. And the CC Radio 3 is no exception. It's the almost everything radio. John keeps one by his bedside. I think I have a 2E by my bedside. But either way, those CC radios are terrific. Now, with the CC3, you get Bluetooth as well. So if you listen primarily for voice content, the CC Radio 3 is arguably worth the price alone, because audio quality for the spoken word is as good as it gets. Sounds like the host is right next to you. Separate bass and treble control. You can adjust it to your perfect pitch to immerse yourself in audio clarity, but more to the point, just great selectivity. Man, you will pick up more stations with these radios than probably anything else. Great reception for AM and for FM, and emergency capabilities as well, like NOAA weather and the 2-meter ham band, digital readout, and some presets and all the bells and whistles that way. But usually when you say that, you don't get the kind of selectivity you did in the slide rule radios of days gone by, but you do with the CC Radio 3, and yes, you can fine-tune it. It runs on the included power cord, or, you know, put a set of batteries in there. You'll get over 170 hours. You can go to ccradio.com anytime and read all about it, ccradio.com, or give them a call. And this, by the way, is 24 hours. I checked, and they now man these phones 24 hours a day. And you talk to someone at the Sea Crane Company who knows what they're doing, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. You can order online. Of course, it's available at REI, Bi-Mart, and Amazon online. But if you do it online, ccradio.com, not only great, great products, but great information about radio, too. It's a real repository. And as I say, though, you want to talk about the world's best customer service, call them and find out for yourself. 800-522-8863, 522-TUNE. It's the CC Radio 3 from the Sea Crane Company. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Beckhamers and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Beckhamers and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
See, proving I'll do anything for Donovan. WGN Radio, I'm Riley James, and yes, the Irish Rovers, and they were from Toronto, though. A couple of them are born in Ireland, I think in Northern Ireland, and been around since 63 and doing kind of folky things, but it was a shock to everybody in 68 when that became a big hit. Then in the 80s, they changed their name from the Irish Rovers to the Rovers for a moment, and that's when they had Wasn't That a Party? All right, so enough Irish Rovers, but more of your requests coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't
for Stacy, who we will talk to this hour. Can't help falling in love. Did you ever wonder why that song doesn't rhyme? And if you haven't noticed, think of it. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Well, the reason it doesn't rhyme, it wasn't originally written for Elvis. And it wasn't originally written from a male perspective. The song was written from a female perspective, and it would be, wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with him. Shall I say, would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with him? Well, turned out that they needed something for Blue Hawaii, and they picked it out. And, of course, Hugo and Luigi wrote that, and from RCA, the well-known producers and all that kind of stuff. And the rest is history. There are probably more cover versions of that than just about anything. There's about 600 versions of that song, easily. And right after Elvis did it in 61, and it was the first recording, later that year, Keeley Smith did it. Yeah, and she did say, can't help falling in love with him. So there, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Eric is checking in. All right, so we get a dog update, I hope. Everything good?
Hi, yeah, Raleigh James. Thank you for playing that song. And
sure.
What are they fighting about Elvis Presley's affairs?
Yeah.
Stella and the granddaughter.
Yes.
Yeah, it goes on. The legend continues.
Indeed.
Maxwell is great.
Good.
He's improving with all of these little treatments.
Excellent.
I wanted to tell you that I wanted to ask you to play another J.D. McPherson song.
Okay, which one?
You picked out Holly Carroll, Candy and Joy.
I love that.
I'm leaving it to you.
Oh, okay.
It was wonderful.
All right, yeah, that is just one of my favorites. That should be a Christmas classic.
Yeah, because it does that little AM fade in, fade out, and I'm changing the channel in the 72 Plymouth noise. Right?
Yeah.
I did get diagnosed with blood cancer on Thursday.
What kind?
I don't know if it's...
What kind?
Polycythemia vera.
Okay.
And it's... We don't know. The blood doctor has to find out if it's the primary or the if it's a secondary, you're better off.
Well, I was going to ask that, if it was primary or secondary.
No, we don't know yet.
So, it's... Nope.
We don't know yet.
More chronic than acute, as you know. So you're more likely to die with it than from it.
Right.
So.
And that, there's lifestyle changes we need to make.
Yeah, and for anybody who says I've never heard of it, for people who said I've never ever heard of this, well, what it does, your bone marrow makes too many red blood cells. That's really bottom line.
Right.
So, like I say, nobody wants the big C diagnosis. Absolutely nobody. But there are so many cancer diagnoses where, like I say, you die with it rather than from it. And so it's chronic and you treat it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be fine.
It's like cancer light.
Right. Well, and, you know, all the things you can do to help yourself, of course, you know, cleaner living in terms of your diet and your exercise and all that. And also attitude. I think cancer is, there's a mind-body connection that is undeniable. So the more you can do to eliminate the stress and, you know, enjoy every minute.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I have one or two more questions. I have... Everybody on radio gets fired or they're not legit.
Right.
I just listened to Garrison Keillor's interview from like 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I am from Minnesotan.
Yes.
I know what Oofta means. But no, he was a great person and the radio was different because of him starting in 74.
You know, it was a great show. And it's interesting because we talk sometimes about Robert Odie Morgan, who I worked with in Los Angeles, and Robert was no fan of public radio and all that. And he never actually heard Garrison Keillor. And, you know, but he had nothing, I had nothing kind of say about it. But when he developed cancer, which ultimately was fatal for him, I remember him calling me one day and he said, you know, I heard Garrison Keillor, and that show's really good, Raleigh. I said, yeah, I told you.
It is.
But it was in some ways like a throwback. But, you know, weekends on public radio are tremendous. Firstly, some of the local shows are great, but also, Wait, Don't Tell Me, things like that. And there's
the weekend entertainment shows are absolutely old-style
radio
format.
They are.
Wonderful.
Yes. And Wisconsin Public Radio does some nice stuff, and Minnesota as well. So, yeah, there is great stuff.
So I have one more question.
Okay.
For under $500, what is the best old good reception radio I can get, which was manufactured between 1950 and 1970?
Well, you
under
know,
$500.
I can tell you a lot cheaper than that. If you're looking for just a good AM reception and only AM, get some of those Zenith Royal series, like the Zenith Royal 275 or 265 or 285. Those are great little reception radios.
Were they wooden or Bakelite?
No, they're Bakelite, of course. You know, I mean, they're not going to win the beauty award, but man, you'll pick up things on this radio, and it's cheap. They're real. I don't know what they'd be today, but they were really cheap at the time. You know, now. You could probably get it as transoceanic for under $500, which would, you know, give you everything, including shortwave. So
that's what I want. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a Zenith transoceanic.
Got it.
And if you can, get one with tubes.
Yes, my grandfather was a television and radio repairman with tubes in his shop in Rochester, Minnesota.
Well, yeah. And but, you know, you can find, like when you look at eBay, you can find things for under $100 that are transoceanic. So, you know, you can find a little more expensive too, but you want to look around. But yeah, I'd look for some of the tube models. I love the way they say they were portable. They have a handle at the top, you know, that makes them portable. They were they were luggable. These were not portable, but you'll You'll see a number of things that may float your boat, and you know you can look around and things will come up and be great. But you know, as far as just good AM/FM reception, those early for them, the Panasonics in the mid '60s were really terrific too.
Yeah,
you know, that's it. Obviously, they're transistor and they're just a little radio, but yeah, some of those. I wish I wasn't so hard on my toys because I have all of this stuff, but of course, I destroy them over the years. You know what I mean? It won't last with me. But yeah, some of those are just great. So yeah, you can get a lot of stuff, and I'd say look on eBay.
There's no good reception on these new Walmart radios.
Well, that's why Bob Crane, and when I talk about the Bob Crane Company, and I truly believe strongly in Bob and his products, I wouldn't, and of course he's retired from day to day, but he still designs the radios. He, like the rest of us, just couldn't stand the lack of reception. And, you know, as far as the stuff that's being made now, people who want reception, I say go to the C. Crane Company.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm about to, but I like the retro.
Oh, yeah, and you can get them. You can get them, and you can get them fairly inexpensive. The worst thing is going to be shipping when you get some of these for tubes, you know, because they're like boat anchors.
Oh, yeah.
They'll weigh. But yeah, and look around. You know, maybe there'll be nothing you want on you know, eBay now, but next week maybe the perfect thing will pop up. They do.
I know that. That's
yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
I don't want to keep you.
What? Tell me.
I have a request.
Okay. What is it?
By it's a controversial person. Jerry Lee Lewis, Life is Like a Mountain Railroad, live in London in 1983. I've only heard the Patsy Cline version. Maybe Boxcar Willie.
Okay.
But Life is Like a Mountain Railroad, to when he sings it live.
All right. I will look for this. We'll see what we come up with.
Everybody, you'll be all good. How is Scotty?
Well, I don't know. No, I keep saying, call us, and I don't know. So hopefully he will call us.
I told the producer that.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
So hopefully he's just taking a break from radio. But in the meantime, a big hug to Maxwell for us.
Yes.
All right.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm 36% Irish so far.
Well, there you are. So enjoy a third of the day. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Thanks,
so,
Robbie. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye. 888-876-5593. But you know what time it is? It's time for Walter's Perspective, sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com.
Closed the door, but you said, why don't you try just once more? I chose you for the one, now I'm having so much fun. You've always treated me kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy, and I'm so glad you came into my life.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's Lou Rawls.
You
I know Stacy loves her Lou Rawls. I had to play some of that. Brenda Holloway wrote that. Yeah. So 888-876-5593. And speaking of Stacy, I believe she's got an update for us. So Stacy, how's it going? Welcome back to WGN.
Raleigh?
Yes.
Oh, how are you doing?
All right. So what's the update? Tell me all about it.
And John sounds good.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, thank you for playing the Elvis song.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, Donovan, he sounds fabulous.
I agree.
If I was there, I'd definitely help him.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. He sounds great.
Yeah, no, that was Sam and Gurney singing.
Oh, and now that I've got you. Okay, Donovan. The next, it's the 21st for the new moon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just have a bit of eye strain.
Yeah.
Lately, but thank you for the Lou Rawls.
Oh, my pleasure.
But if I can always, but if I can get Lady Love is my favorite.
Oh, I know. I play that a lot for you, though. Got to switch it up some.
Okay. And then if you can play like another good Alan Jackson song.
Yeah. Which one do you want to hear?
You know, I don't remember the other.
this is not a good sign. All right. So, by the way, on that new moon Tuesday, it's 12:23 in the afternoon. So you got to do it right before.
Oh, 12:20 in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. So do it in the morning Tuesday.
And I hope everything's good with Scotty.
So do I. We haven't heard from him. I don't know.
And, I'm trying to remember every day. I told you I love the Falling in Love Again.
Yeah.
And the Lou Rawls. Can you just play, you know, like another time, just Lady Love. I love the Lady Love by Lou Rawls.
Yeah, I know. But we play that a lot. I will again, but we play it a lot for you. So.
Okay. And then you can pick the other nice Alan Jackson song.
Okay.
Oh, what else? I've just been having a bit of eye strain.
Well, sorry to hear that, these days with computers and television monitors and everything else, not unusual. Now, are you having blurred vision or any problems like that?
Oh, I've got to stop rubbing my eyes.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely, that's true. But if you suddenly notice vision changes, because I know you have blood sugar issues as well, go to the doctor.
Okay. But, you know, actually, my sugar's been pretty good.
Good.
It's been up and down. It's been really, a couple of nights it's been so low, I've had to grab a glass of orange juice and take something. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
But I've got to remember, I told you about Donovan, Falling in Love Again, the Elvis song. And the new moon. Okay. Oh, I know I'm going to forget something that I wanted to tell you. You and John sound good.
Well, here's the deal. We'll be on next week. You can give us a call.
Let me think. And, what else? I'm going to be so mad if I forget.
I'm telling you, don't worry about it, you know, because we'll be here. We got some sports interruptions next week, but we got some live shows, full shows too. So by all means, give us a call.
But, I'm hanging in there. Oh, I know. I got my driver's license through the mail.
Well, very good.
Yeah, so that way, if I get stronger, I could just jump in my car again.
Excellent.
Because I have my license, and I sent away my taxes to my accountant.
Good.
And then, Passover and Easter are coming up.
Yes, they are.
Okay, the house, you know, we're doing, it's coming around, you know, donating.
It's Passover. You got to do your annual cleaning.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll look good. Passover and then Easter, and then I've been kind of checking in on everybody to see that they're okay.
Uh-huh.
And praying over everybody and blessing everybody.
Good.
I'll be so mad, Raleigh.
Well, I'm telling you, do not beat yourself up. We will talk next week. Just take it easy and be good to yourself, Stacy.
But everything's okay.
All right.
I went upstairs and
All right.
Oh, sweet.
Well, it's,
but
it's,
you and John take care.
Yeah, and you too.
Well, and hopefully, Scotty, you be well, and everybody stay well, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks, Stacy. We'll talk to you next week. All right. So that's that's the good news. If you forget whatever you're planning to call about, there's always another night to call. Now, let's see about interruptions next week, see if I can figure this out and let you know. I think that would make it, yes, okay. We'll start at about 11:30, Monday Night Trivia, but Tuesday is a full show. Wednesday is a full show, beginning of Ramadan, by the way. And I think Thursday as well, looks like. Is this correct? Well, I'll double check beforehand. I'll read the schedule closely, but I believe that Monday may be the only preemption next week, but I'll double check that. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And Leah is in Marcus Hook. What's happening tonight, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Actually, I wanted to call because the gentleman that called from London last night, what was his name?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's Dennis.
Dennis. Okay, I was thinking Dominic. I don't know why. Okay, Dennis. Remember he said he was in France and he didn't know why they were striking?
Well, he doesn't know why at any moment they're striking, but I mean, part of it is the pension issues and all that, but the air traffic control will strike at the drop of a hat there.
Oh, it was air traffic control?
Yes.
I thought he meant everyone was striking.
No, he meant air traffic control.
Oh, okay.
But
I just saw on the news that they're striking because...
the pension reform.
Everybody's striking because of... the people, the government wants to raise the
The pension reform, exactly. That's been going on for a while since the guy got in as president. He vowed he would do this and all that. But if you look at the calendar, you can figure there's more strikes than not when it comes to air traffic control. And so right now, many people are striking in solidarity over pension reform. But air traffic control, they probably strike because they have to speak English. And, you know, French people don't like doing that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, but when it comes to air traffic control, I don't care where it is, English is the language.
English is the language.
No, you've got to. And I had a friend years ago in ATC who was convinced, and she handled the sector in the Caribbean coming in from South America into Miami Center. And the deal was that she was convinced that none of these South American pilots could speak a word of English. So there's a series of questions you ask. So one day she asked them in reverse order and wound up getting the answers as if she asked them the same way she usually did. So,
so they had to memorize.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Not very believable,
that's
unfortunately.
That's part of the reason I don't fly anymore.
Well, this is way, way, way back when. I'm going back 40 years. Yeah, before the Patco strike, speaking of strikes, where 11,000 air traffic controllers not only were kicked out forever, but could no longer apply for any federal job.
Right. I remember
yep.
that.
Yep. So that was 81.
Okay.
So indeed.
Yeah, well, I stopped flying before that.
Yeah, well, who would blame you?
My last airplane ride was in 77.
All right. Well, what was it that caused you to just hang it up?
Well, I don't really know. I don't really know. First I didn't have anywhere to go. But then after that, when I did have somewhere to go, I don't know, I just glommed onto the train and I just loved it.
Okay.
I just loved riding on the train and I liked meeting people and talking to people, like sitting in the bar car, drinking mm-hmm. with people and playing cards. And I just liked the slower pace. And then after that, now it's, of course, it's become a lot more dangerous and I don't like it and I wouldn't do it again. Fly.
Well, there you have it. Yeah. Well, I gave it up in 99, but I said, this is enough. I've had enough of this now. And, you know, I don't regret it. But, you know, obviously, if I had a job that required me to be somewhere quickly, I wouldn't really have much of a choice. But at this point in life, I don't. So it's all good.
Yeah.
All right.
And as far as the malls are concerned,
yes.
They have abandoned malls around here. They changed them into stores. into like outdoor shopping centers.
In some cases,
in Chicago.
In some cases, that's true in many cities across the country. But it also depends who owns the mall and what's going on with the property. In terms of converting it. So there's so many factors involved in that. But I still do not understand why people feel outdoor shopping is preferable. I don't get it.
I don't either. Who wants to walk around out in the hot sun and the humidity here we have in the summertime? It's so
or the cold, or the cold in the winter. You know, you only have three perfect days. So
no, our winters aren't very cold. So
well, they're cold enough that you don't want to walk around shopping all the time.
Yeah, I just heard that commercial on WGN when you took a break, and she said, and it said, you know, did you, you know, start shopping on the internet during COVID, and you know, during the quarantine, and you really liked it or something, you know? And I was like, yeah, I did, you know?
I think a lot of people are doing a lot of shopping. There are things, again, that are tactile, that you, like I mentioned last night, shoes or whatever, that you want to, you know, be up close and personal. But for a lot of things, you know, if you're just getting another toaster, why not? You know, Walmart.com or Amazon.com or one of those, just as easy.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what I had to say about the mall.
Very good. Thank you for waiting, and talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. 888-876-5593. Got Johnny D in Ohio coming up. Oh, going back to Elvis. Maybe he's got an Elvis rendition for us. But, you know, Sam and Gurney was pretty hard to beat. And thanks again for that, Sam. We'll pick it up there on WGN Radio.
Memphis, Tennessee. It has been written, if music were religion, then Memphis would be Jerusalem and Sun Studio its most sacred shrine. And you are here with J.D. McPherson.
There's a direct line to from what really kind of sparked my interest as a kid to what I do now. My dad was sort of the first person that got me into thinking about music other than what was on the radio, and he was into blues and jazz. And I started listening to early rock and roll when I was, you know, 15, 16 years old, and I quickly found out, you know, that Sun was like a huge piece of the puzzle. And my whole life, I mean, I've been digging for Sun Records, and it's just a huge honor and luxury to be here. This small room, they always say that the vibe is crazy, but there is really a vibe in this room. It's pretty incredible. What gets talked about with Sun is you know, the Elvis and Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis and Roy Orbison and all, love all that stuff. But I mean, the blues that was recording here and some of the Howlin' Wolf stuff, I mean, it's like it's all here. It's pretty astonishing, actually, the impact on world culture this place has. Abigail Blue was a song that I wrote with my dad. My dad, again, a big fan of blues, he had this chorus. He said, I've got this song I want to throw at you, Abigail Blue, and give the chorus. And I said, man, that's a hook, Dad. So we like wrote the song, and he was tickled when we recorded it with this outfit. And
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That is J.D. McPherson. And Eric had requested Abigail Blue, and I thought I'd give you some background to it, and we will play one of the versions. And he not only recorded it at Sun, but did it live in a number of places as well. So we'll get to that. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, Johnny D is in Ohio. So what's up, Johnny D?
Hey, Raleigh, I was listening. I heard one fellow do the recording of the I Can't Help Falling in Love with You song.
Sam and Gurney, yes.
Sam and Gurney, well, that was well done. He did it well, and he nailed it.
Yeah.
But I was, so then I quickly thought up just a missive, a little missive. It's only one line, you know, a couple lines of that song, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I jotted it down. I figured, let me call and tell her what I thought of it and sing it, okay? Could I do that?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Let me see. Let me put this up so I can see it. wise guys say, I'd be a fool to call you. You're giving her a chance to flush the junk on you.
So there you go. Yes, absolutely. I mean, you request more of that AC mulch, you will do it again and again and again.
Say that again. What?
More of that AC mulch. What was it? Was it Seals and Crofts or Crosby, Stills and Nash or some horrible thing? So, yes.
Oh, no, that was going to do, what the hell? David Crosby.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Well, that is toilet flushing worthy. Hang on a minute. Don't go away.
Wait a minute. I started that too long. Let me do that again. Don't go away.
You got to stay right where you are because nothing stops for the news. Well, this show does, actually, and we'll pick it up in moments on WGN Radio.
Abigail Blue, honey, is that true? Talking on my party line. Is that true, pretty mama? Or is it just my lonely mind? Since you packed your things and left our happy home, all I can do is stick by the telephone. Abigail Blue, honey, is that true? Talking on my party line. Is that true, pretty mama? Or is it just my lonely mind? Got me a phone and it's got a little ring, but if I slipped it on your finger, you wouldn't feel a thing. Abigail Blue, honey, is that true? Talking on my party line. Is that your pretty mama, or is it just my lonely mind? Away, cause my finest shirt lumber is getting taller every day. Abigail Blue, honey, is that you? Talking on my party line. Is that you, pretty mama? Or is it just my lonely mind?
WGN Radio. I'm Roddy James, more J.D. McPherson, and that is Abigail Blue, which J.D. was talking about in that last clip. And we were talking to Johnny D. about anything but David Crosby. All right, Johnny D. is back.
I was getting ready to get up and start jitterbugging with that. Abigail's Blues? Who? What?
Abigail Blue.
Abigail Blue.
Yeah.
What year was that made?
Oh, fairly recently. You know, he's a current artist, J.D. McPherson.
I don't know. I don't even listen to people today too much. I stick with my CSNN and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, I know. Right.
But anyway, I want to redeem myself. Now, normally, something as short as this, I normally nail it on the first take, but you make me nervous, right?
Mm.
So I have to redo it now. This is take two, all right? Okay, let me see here. Wise guys say, I'd be a fool to call you. Your gift. There I go again. I started. Wise guys. Now I'm too high. Wise guys say, I'd be a fool to call you. You're giving her a chance to flush the junk on you. That's it, Rolly. Never live again.
I think it did just fine.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it. It was almost a year ago that I sang live. I sang She's Got Me on Hold on my birthday last year.
Yeah.
Which is March 28th.
Well, it's coming up soon.
On the 28th of March, I'll turn 71.
Yeah.
I keep climbing up the ladder.
Well, it beats the alternative.
Oh, absolutely, man. I got a lot of rungs up in here ahead of me.
Yeah.
My dad on the 20th. See, my younger brother and my dad and me were all born in March, so I remember our birthdays, you know. My dad on the 20th would have been 99.
Wow.
Right? He passed away 2016, so whatever that is.
It's a long time.
And so,
it's a long life.
He was 92.
Yeah, he had a good long life.
Oh, my dad. Man, I tell you, yeah, there was somebody there, man. Nah, he went out on his own terms, you know, his own terms. Mm. Everything he did was on his own terms. But anyhow, what I was right down here. Oh, so you're playing Request something. I'm thinking, man, she never played my Darius Rucker Wagon Wheel.
You know, and I have that. I still have that on the list because I actually wanted to do that with several acts, and I just haven't gotten around to it. But it is still on the list.
Okay.
So I haven't forgotten Wagon Wheel. No, I haven't forgotten it. I've just haven't had time to do what I wanted to do with it. But what else? Let me see. Don't go away because you know I have the list. And let's see what we have for Johnny D. Yeah, Louis Prima Banana Split for My Baby. And
you already said you couldn't find that one.
Well,
how about Ray Charles, Georgia?
Also Ray Charles, Georgia. I thought I played that.
I don't know. Did you? I might have missed it.
I swear I played that.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's been one of the nights you were preempted. And
well,
I said,
Anything's possible. But yes, I could play it again. And, of course, when Giorgio Frontieri owned the Rams, the sports guy in L.A. would always play that song as he went into talking about the Rams. So, yes.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So Leela likes to ride on the trains. I got a train down here. One time you mentioned to me that they got a train down here in Cuyahoga Falls, Scenic Route.
Yes, that's right.
I got to go on that. I've been meaning to tell my wife, you know, to figure it out how it works, because I ain't going to figure it out. You know, I think I'm real close to it.
I
hear trains all the time.
It's the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad.
Yeah, it's right around here. I'm real close to it, because I hear trains all the time going.
Yeah.
You know? I like trains at night. You know, at night when I'm in bed, you know, I wait for the whistle on the train to scream so I can close my eyes and begin to dream. That was a John Prine song. Another guy you don't like.
All right, well, so you can check it. You can board the train at Rockside or Peninsula or Akron Northside.
Where are you finding that out online?
The Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad.
Online?
Yeah, of course. They've got a website.
It's
CVSR.
Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad.
Yes,
that's the website.
Right, CVSR.org.
Wait a minute, let me jot that down real quick. Wait, I got to get a new page.
CVSR.org.
Dot org.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, right. CBSR, Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad. Yeah, it works out like that.
Here's another question for you.
Yeah.
.com means commercial, doesn't it?
Well, you know, they don't mean anything anymore.
What is .org supposed to mean?
Well, for organizations, originally it was...
Organizations.
Yeah, originally. But none of that means much of anything.
How about that?
Well, how about it? You can have anything you want, and there are literally hundreds, and some of them, like a lot of radio stations, will want .fm or .am. Now, of course, depending on who owns the domain, the upper-level ownership, it can cost you a lot of money every year, so it depends what you want. But there are at this point, for upper-level domains, there are hundreds to choose from.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've only heard of...
The top-level domains, I mean, I'll have to look up to see how many, but I would swear there are absolutely hundreds. So, you know, obviously the well-known ones are going to be your, you know, .coms or .gov for U.S. government entities or, you know, but it's a TLD, a top-level domain, and there are a lot of country codes. That's where people like where they're getting FM or things like that. But you can do whatever you want as long as you're willing to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, I guess .net must be pretty expensive because that's what you are.
No, it's absolutely cheap as hell. The .coms, the .orgs, .net, they're very, very cheap, and anybody can get them. Originally .org was going to be nonprofits, and originally .net was basically network technology. But you know that years and years ago that stopped being it. I just like .net, no reason, and like you say, .com originally was commercial, but. You've got for TLDs, for top level domains, you've got generics and you've got country codes, and then you've got the internationalized country codes, the IDNs. And so you can go ahead and I'll have to look them up, and I'll tell you how many there are. I'll look that up and find out.
Well, if anybody would know, could find out, it's you.
Well, anybody could. This information is not secret. All right, good deal.
Well, yeah, but you're good at looking up information. All right, well, you have a nice weekend. John sounds good, and, I'm going to check out this CBSR. Maybe I'll take a train ride.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. It runs between $13 and $38, depending on where you're going and when.
Oh, my God, they're going to charge me.
Yeah, they're going to charge you. Yes, it's not free. All right, there you go.
Well, just tell me I'm Johnny D.
That's right. You tell them you're making an appearance. They should pay you. Good luck on that.
I'll sing you a song on the train, man.
Yeah, boy. Okay. All right, talk to you later.
All right, Raleigh. Bye-bye.
888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We'll forego the final bumper because I got four people hanging on. I want to get to them all. Mark is in Aurora. How's it going? Going tonight, Mark?
Well, my birthday is March 29th.
Well, happy.
Yeah, John just said his was the 28th, and I want to thank Donovan for his call because I've realized in retrospect that I was subjected to blind prejudice even before I was totally blind. I was online with an eHarmony gal who said, oh no, you and I wouldn't be compatible. Our lives are so different. And then she said, well, for one thing, I travel a ton. And it left me blank until I realized that she was assuming that I stay home all the time.
What? Well, firstly, and anybody that ignorant, you don't want anything to do with her anyway.
No, exactly. And she had the conceit of thinking that she knew a lot about me that she did not know.
Right.
And I figured, well, if this is the way it's going to be, then to heck with her.
Exactly right. But, yeah, she's self-selected after, out of your life.
And after becoming totally blind, I've experienced at least one person who thinks he's entitled to treat me as though I were his son and take the place of my mobility instructor. I mean, it is incredible the arrogance that people stoop to when they know that you're blind and they think that you need to be bossed around all the time.
Well,
and I'm not putting up with it.
And you shouldn't. And you absolutely shouldn't.
And so I was so glad to hear from Donovan again because I love that deep voice and the Canadian accent.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed his story, and I'm going to keep it in mind because I fully intend to do a lot of traveling once I learn better mobility skills.
Sure, and you will.
Yes, I sure will because I'm not going to let anything stop me.
Nor should you.
Right.
And certainly not idiots. So
you have to learn to protest against people instead of just taking it.
Yeah, 100% you do. And maybe along the way they'll learn something.
Yes, I sure hope so.
Yeah, me too. Well, go for it.
Thank you, Donovan.
All right. Yes, absolutely. And thank you, Mark. I appreciate you waiting.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Stephanie is in Madison. What's going on tonight, Stephanie?
Oh, hey, I just wanted to call and say hi. There's a whole lot of things that are flying around in my brain. But first of all, John sounds wonderful. I told him, I said, you're in my prayers, John. You really are. He sounds great. He does. Yeah. And, just thank God. And Scotty, if you're listening out there, belated happy birthday. I love hearing people. And yeah, Mark, you go. It's a real difference I mean, I had high partial. I mean, I had very usable vision in my one eye for years, and I still actually have vision in it, but, now I use the white cane and stuff. And you really, it can really wear on you. It's a world of difference is all I say, you know.
Yeah.
It really is. Some days I can deal with it. Some days it's like, you know, but you have to be strong. Sometimes I have to gather my strength and kind of charge up like a battery, you know. But I wanted just to call in and say hi. Had some great discussions with people. J.D. McPherson. Oh,
yeah.
We love him. We love him. We've been following him for a long time. He gives shout-outs to my husband when we see him in concert, because my husband play him on the radio. And if you could play request Northside Gal.
Okay.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, he's got a video of that online as well, so sure.
Where that interview, I missed part of it because I was slipping. I had WSM on for a second. I heard a couple of country songs old country that I loved. That interview, where was that from?
Sun. He was at Sun Studios recording it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that whole clip is online. It's probably about 8-9 minutes, and he plays in the room and talks about it and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. So, John's been going on, my John's been going on YouTube, on our TV.
Sure.
And I've been listening to you guys and been listening to you, and just I really wanted to just call and connect with you, you know.
I'm always glad to hear from you. It's always good, Stephanie.
Thank you, Raleigh. I'm going to hang up so some other folks can get on, okay?
Sounds good.
God
thanks.
God bless you guys.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
So, yeah, the waning moments, and I got of course, now all the calls are coming in. Where are you? Actually, tonight's been good. You've kept me alive tonight and appreciative I am. Fran and Austin, what's up tonight?
Oh, not much. I was going to call and wax nostalgic about some of the old shopping centers I used to love to go to. And I don't know. I used to like some of the outdoor ones, even though I hated to go out in the L.A. heat.
Yeah.
But I guess from my perspective, of course, it was easier to find my way around those places than, you know, big old echoey malls.
Right. The strip centers are fairly straightforward. You're right.
Yeah. And so, you know, I would always go away from my mom and go to Save-On because I wanted to get some of their wonderful ice cream.
Well, I loved it when they changed their name to Osco, not realizing that in Spanish it really wasn't something you wanted to say.
No, it is not. I know Spanish.
yeah. So here's a drugstore that basically changed its name to projectile vomiting.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to eat ice cream.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, Osco, like, no, you didn't. Well, it's just, you know, just like when Chevrolet tried to sell Nova in Mexico. It's, no, you can't have no go for a car, you know.
Do not research these things.
Oh, they really don't.
It's a hilarious story.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But I don't know about all this. I mean, I shop online, but because it's hard anymore to get to touch anything.
Right. And there are things
you go in and you take and, you know.
Right. There are things you want to touch.
You have one I can see.
Right. I say there are things you want to touch, and that's the way it is. And online will never give you that option.
Especially because of accessibility issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's got a button or...
You have ended the night, so I will ask you to call me.
Don't
be sorry at all. I ask you to call me next week, and I'll look forward to it.
I will do that.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
An apology to James and his 5,000 links. They are just the best, James. And we'll talk to everybody next week. We got Monday Night Trivia, somewhat after sports. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Dan for keeping us on the air, John for screening your calls, you especially for calling. I'm Rodley James. It's WGN Radio.